The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We are on our running team on Kingdom Stewardship this morning, and we'll be speaking in this second service on the mystery of profitable Kingdom Stewardship, part 2. The mystery of profitable Kingdom Stewardship, part 2. In the first service, we look extensively at who is a servant. And I said a servant or a steward is anyone serving God and the interest of his kingdom. Anybody that is serving God and serving the interest of his kingdom. It can be male, it can be female, it can be young, it can be old. Anyone serving God and the interest of his kingdom is a steward. And when you give your life to Christ, it's a call to service. When you are born again or when you give your life to Christ, is an automatic call or an automatic call to serve God. And I said in the first service, important facts about profitable stewardship. I said kingdom stewardship is not a gift or a calling, but a choice. And I also went ahead to say that everyone has an equal opportunity to make it through kingdom stewardship. Everybody is an open-ended service. It's something that is open to anybody because God is not a respecter of person. Acts 10, verse 34 and 35. So nobody can say we monopolize kingdom stewardship for our family alone. Is somebody with me this morning? Anybody can trade with kingdom stewardship. Anybody can benefit from kingdom stewardship. And number 3, important facts about kingdom stewardship that I said in the first service is that God does not pay for titles. He only pays laborers. God does not pay you for being head usher. He only pays you if you are working as a head usher. He doesn't pay you for the title of a cell leader. But if you are working on the cell and the cell is growing, then he pays you. And you know, nothing grows without work. Everything drops without work, but nothing develops without work. Nothing can progress anywhere you see something working. Some people are working it, not that it's just working. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number 4, important facts about kingdom stewardship is that if God blesses the faithful, not the faithful. And I quoted Luke 19, verse 14. Number 5, important facts of kingdom stewardship is kingdom stewardship is the quickest way to relevance. Kingdom stewardship is the quickest way for you to be relevant in life. God will never make you relevant if you are a steward. God will never make you relevant, but a person easily becomes irrelevant if he's not serving again. I told you the story some time ago. I was in evangelism somewhere around not too far from Tipa Garage, and I met a man. I gave him a bill. I said, me too, I'm a born-again Christian. I was a pastor. I said, He said, don't you know my name? In Ilorin here, in the 70s and 80s, I was a pastor here. I said, wonderful. I said, where are you now, sir? He said, in Ibadan. I said, are you still a pastor? He said, no, I'm just, And when I looked at him, I saw that the relevance was gone. You see, I told the pastors and ministers on Wednesday, but we say, he that puts his hand on the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom of God. The work of God is not something that you do and you do for a short time. It's something that you do again and again and again. Kingdom stewardship. Number 6, that I'll be looking at in this service as benefit of kingdom stewardship is, or facts of, is that kingdom stewardship is the easiest way to secure your life and posterity. Don't forget, I've mentioned 5 points in the first service and I've gone through them now. I am proceeding now on the journey. Another point on kingdom stewardship is that it secures your posterity. It secures your life. You can't be a steward and you are terminated absurdly or abruptly. Exodus 23 verse 25. You shall serve the Lord thy God. He will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness and disease away from you. When you serve God, you can't die like a chicken. You can't die like a fowl. Kingdom stewardship secures your life and secures your posterity. If not for kingdom stewardship, people like us will have died a long time because we have escaped death so many times. We have escaped death many, many, many times. Number seven, important fact about kingdom stewardship, beloved, is that kingdom stewardship is a task for all. It's a work for all. And number eight is that kingdom stewardship is a thing of the heart. It's a thing of, kingdom stewardship is about your heart. It's about your heart. It is from your heart. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 6 explains that to us very well and very clearly. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Somebody say from the heart. From the heart. If your desire is to get the best of God, then you must serve him from your heart. Because God does not look at the face, he looks at the heart. A lot of times the face can be saying something, the heart can be saying something else. And the heart is more important even than the face. And in the first service, I spoke to us, because basically today we are looking at spiritual kingdom stewardship. There are various kinds of kingdom stewardship, but we are looking at spiritual. And in the first service, we looked at prayer extensively, very deeply, about the importance of prayer, about why prayer is so important for a believer. Every believer must be engaged in prayer if you want to benefit. Luke chapter 18 verse 1, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Believers are fainting in the place of prayer. He says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come means let your kingdom be expanded. Let more souls be won. Let the ones that are there be established. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. We looked at the issue of prayer extensively, and I told us that prayer is for everybody, either young or old. Everybody that is a believer must be praying for the church. Everybody that is a believer must be interceding for the church, praying for the word of God to come with power. The Bible says the word of God is not in meat and drink, but in demonstration and in power. So the word of God must be prayed for. People, establishment of people must be prayed, because the devil does not want anybody to come into God's house and be established there. He wants them to come and be like a trance. You know who they call trance? He wants them to be irresponsible, to be permanently on follow-up list. It is with prayer that you secure such things. You pray for the church, praying for the pregnant women, praying for those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, praying for those who are believing God for spouses, praying for students for their examination, praying for people to become more fervent in the place of service. That's how to secure God's attention. And in this second service, beloved, I cannot go through what I said in the issue of prayer. You can get the CD. In this second service, I'll be looking at another cardinal force in the issue of profitable stewardship called soul winning. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Somebody said, go ye. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all. That is, don't sit ye. Don't sleep ye. Go ye. Go and speak to people about my love. Tell them I love them. Tell them I care about them. Tell them I died for them. Go ye into all the world. Soul winning is a commandment, not a calling. And we are commanded to bear fruits. Every one of us, we are commanded to go and walk and bear fruits. John chapter 9 verse 4. I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. For night cometh when no man can walk. So everyone during your youthful years and when you are still alive, you are meant to be a soul winner. You are meant to be involved in soul winning. Important facts about soul winning. Number one, important fact about soul winning is that soul winning is the Father's core business. The winning of souls, the establishment of souls, is God's core business. That is the core assignment of God. That is the core. I can't imagine somebody sending his only son because of souls. John chapter 3 verse 16. He loved us so much. The only asset that he had as a son, he sent him to bless us. Because he loves us. For he loved the world so much, he gave his only begotten son. If you believe in him, you will not perish, but you have everlasting life. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. Number two important fact about soul winning is that soul winning honors God. Proverbs 14:28. In the multitude of people is the king's honor. In the multitude of people is the king's honor. God is honored when you win souls. God is honored when you win souls. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. How do you honor God? By doing what he likes. What does he like? He doesn't want people to perish. He wants us to go out. He wants us to be involved. He wants us to influence men. You know, on social media, they call some people influencers. And they have so many followers. But many of them, 90-something percent of them, of people that call themselves influencers, they are negative influencers. People that show their bum on the internet. People that show their cleavage on the internet. People that that discuss rubbish things on there, and they call themselves influencers. Those are not the kind of influencers we are talking about as believers. We are talking of people who have an in-depth love for God. And that brings me to the third point or the third facts about soul winning. Soul winning is a sign of love for God. First Peter chapter 3, verse 19. My little children, let us not love in words, neither in tongue, but in deeds. Somebody say in deeds. Don't love me in words. Love me in deeds. And that deed is in the area of soul winning. That deed of loving God sincerely and consistently is in the area of soul winning. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. We are not to love God in words only, because talk is cheap. Somebody say, talk is cheap. Talk is very, very cheap. Talk is very, very cheap. But to love God sincerely is hard work. It's hard work that will make you to exit a hard life. You will never suffer a hard life in life in Jesus' name. I say you never suffer a hard life in Jesus' name. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. The winning of souls is the epitome of God's love. That is what shows that God loves us. The winning of souls is so important to God. And passion to see souls saved is an evidence. Somebody say evidence. John 10:16. It's an evidence that you love God. Somebody will say, how do I know if this guy that I married loves God? It's because I can see that he's saving souls. Now look at this. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must bring. Somebody say bring. I must bring them. I must bring them. Them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. God is a God that loves souls. If you want to get the best of God, be involved in what he loves. If you want to get the best of, you want to move from struggle-free zone. Many are struggling in life because they don't know what they need. What God is asking from you and I is to be actively involved in prayer, actively involved in influencing people for Christ, and drawing them into his house. Number four important fact about soul winning is that it has no exemption. There is no exemption to soul winning. There is nobody that is too big to win souls. There is no grandfather of God. There's nobody that is too big. I say, me, I'm too big to win souls. No. Your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, your contemporaries, your associates, they are all people that need God and can get God through you. Why is soul winning so important? Why is soul winning so important? Why is it so important? Number one, why is soul winning so important? God desires that all men are saved. 2 Peter 3:9. God's desire, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as that men count also slackness, but is long suffering towards us, and willing that any should perish. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not willing that anybody should perish. He doesn't want your house girl to perish. He doesn't want your driver to perish. He doesn't want your children to perish. He doesn't want your colleagues at work to perish. God does not want anybody around you to perish. That's why soul winning is so important. He doesn't want anybody to perish. Number two, why is soul winning so important? It is important because hell is meant for Satan and his angel, not for man. Matthew 25:41. Hell is not actually meant for men. Hell is meant for Satan. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Hellfire is not actually for human beings like you and I. It is a special place that is designed for the devil and the angels of the devil, not for people like you. That's why soul winning is so important. That's why every soul is important to God. Anybody you see that is not walking the right path and is going towards hellfire, is going towards a wrong path, and then you run to rescue them. We are in a rescue mission. The Bible calls it the ministry of what? Reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. This is one ministry everybody is in. Because some people say, am I in a ministry? I'm not a minister. You are a minister. You are in a ministry called the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling men to God. Somebody is angry with God. Oh God. God, I'm very angry with you. By now, you have not blessed me. By now, you have done many things for me. And then you're telling me, you should know that God is there to bless you. He's there to help you. He cannot forsake you. You are in the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. The ministry of reconciliation is where you are. Number three, why is soul winning so important? The knowledge of the glory of God must be preached everywhere. Isaiah 11:9. The knowledge of the greatness of God must be preached everywhere. Then, everywhere, the knowledge, he said, shall be full of the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of the glory of God must be preached everywhere. So everywhere you and I find ourselves, souls must be won to God. Because the knowledge of who God is must be spoken of everywhere. In the woods, in the palace, everywhere you find yourself, in the village where you are serving, the knowledge of God must be spoken about. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Essentials for soul winning. What are the essentials for soul? I'll look at that quickly, and then we will proceed to other areas of the service. Essentials for soul winning. Having established that everybody is supposed to win souls, what are the essentials of soul winning? Number one is that you must possess a sense of urgency if you want to win souls. You must possess a sense of urgency. You must possess a sense of urgency. Many of us behave as if we have all the time in the world. As if I'm still young. I will win souls, but not now. Maybe later, when I'm getting older. You must possess a sense of urgency. This is the time for me to speak to this guy. This is the time for me to speak to my neighbors. This is the time for me to join the cell to go out for evangelism. This is the time for me to join others during Friday evangelism. This is the time for me to post something about the church and about the programs of the church. There are some, they've never posted anything on God on their social media handle. Never. Never. It's only pictures. There's nothing bad in that. But you always want to show off somebody you love. You must possess a sense of urgency. Don't behave as if there's time. Ah, there's still time. There's still time. You will not miss your day of harvest. Amen. I say you will not miss your day of harvest. Amen. You must possess a sense of urgency. You must possess the right urgency. Don't do as if every time you just have all the time in the world. You don't have the time. Time is running out. You don't know your age 3 years ago. You don't know your age 5 years ago. Time is running out. You don't have the time. Rush in. The harvest is there. You are a fine lady, a guy that you know you can never marry in this world. Maybe, from your own perspective, comes to you to speak to you. The first thing is to lead them to Christ. Either you are going to go for that relationship or not. That is the first thing. But what do we see now? The first thing is to ask for plantain chips or to ask for shawarma. What's that? The first thing is to lead them to Christ. Number two, essential for soul winning is about the issue of perspective. You must possess a necessity perspective. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16. Can we read together, everybody? 1, 2, go. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. That's Apostle Paul there. Apostle Paul possessed what we call necessity perspective. What is a necessity perspective? It means it is compulsory. In the school where we're in the university, there's and polytechnic, there were some courses that they call core courses. Am I right? Those core courses, you can't skip them. You can't say, I don't feel like doing them. What you feel like doesn't matter. Evangelism and winning of soul is a core course. It is a necessity for a believer. Let me tell you this. You can't know or imagine what God can do through you until you begin to engage yourself. Not many of us say, small me. Who will listen to me? Who will listen to somebody like me? What do I have? As if you have to be tall like Goliath before people will listen to you. No. But you must possess a necessity. This thing is necessary. And it's not a necessary evil. It's a necessary blessing. Hello. Hello. You mustn't see it as, if I do it, I do it. If I don't do it, it's a necessity. It's a necessity. It is mandatory. It is important to be involved in what your father loves shows how much you love him. To be involved in what God loves shows you love him. And amongst other things, winning of souls, influencing people for Christ, drawing them unto God, helping them to grow in the faith, praying for them, using your money to transport them to church, putting them in your car on Sunday morning and bringing them, going to their house early morning to knock their door and motivate them to take their bath and come to church, is amongst other things one of the most profitable way to live. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number three, essential for soul winning is use the wisdom of a fisherman in your soul winning. Matthew 4 verse 19. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. When you want to win souls, you must use the wisdom of God to win souls. Don't go to win souls and condemn the souls. You can't win such. If you go to a person and say, you are going to die next tomorrow, the person most likely might not respond to you because you are harsh. But when you tell them about the love of God, about what God has done to you as a person, how you were before, and how God has changed your life, there is no way you will not win such people to Christ. Use the wisdom of a fisherman to win souls to God. A lot of times when we come here, you see us sharing testimonies of God's safety on our lives, of God's help on our lives, of God's assistance on our lives. That's the same way you win souls to God. You must use the concept of a fisherman to let the people know of the love of God, of the help of God that you have secured. Let them know that in your family, though you are not the only one there, but you are one of those that God has blessed. Hello. Hello. Modupe pe moriya nugba o. Modupe pe moriya nugba o. Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anugba. Modupe pe moriya nugba o baba. Modupe pe moriya nugba o. Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anu. Let them know about the mercy of God upon your life. Let them know about the mercy of God that you have received. Romans chapter 9 verse 16. So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Now in Romans 9 15, he said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Thank you, Lord, that you and I are part of those that God has counted to have mercy on. And all the days of your life, the mercy of God will not elude you. I said the mercy of God will not elude you. Somebody being blessed in this second service, shout a big hallelujah. And I said, number one essential for soul winning is what? Possess a sense of urgency. Don't say, I will do it next month. When this operation ends, I will do it. When the next operation comes, I will do it. No! Possess a sense of urgency. Number two is what? Possess a necessity perspective. Let your perspective be that this thing is necessary and I must do it. I must do it. It is my Father's commandment. I must do it. I must do it. I must obey Him because this is what He wants me to do. There are many of us here who have friends. You have never spoken about Christ to your friends. Is it possible that you are my friend and I've never spoken to you about Christ? It's impossible. A friend, a true friend, is a person who shows the other friend the way. A friend who knows the way doesn't show you the way. He's not a true friend. This is the way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When you have a friend, show them the way. Tell them how much He has helped you and how much He has assisted you. And then you are set for profitable living. Profitable living. Profitable living. And number three is what? Use the wisdom of what? Of a fisher. Number four on the essentials for soul winning is you need the right utterance when you are winning souls. Say the right words to them. And this will only come through what I spoke about in the first service, through praying to the Holy Spirit to touch your tongue, to give you the right words to speak. Do you know every soul has what you will say to them that will meet their needs? Is somebody getting me this morning? Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Everybody has different problems. That's why when we say, let us pray, let each person ask for something special from God, something. You will see everywhere will not the prayer mind sometimes is not as loud as before because everybody's problem is different from another person. Somebody's praying for a job, somebody's praying to travel abroad, somebody's praying for the ticket, somebody already has visa, is asking for tickets, somebody doesn't have tickets, has visa, is asking for tickets, somebody doesn't have the two, somebody's asking for admission, somebody's asking for jam. Somebody already has admission, but is asking for good different prayer points. Then it is the Holy Spirit that will reveal to you the challenge the person is facing, which your God will solve. That's how it works. The Holy Spirit will show you, this woman is passing through a problem in her marriage. Then you tell them about what God can do for them. Proverbs 14 verse 1, a wise woman builded a house, but the foolish destroyed it with her own hands. You explain everything to them. That this, if you come to God, he will show you the wisdom on what to do for this or your husband to become a changed person. You must know the right words to speak to the souls. Today, God will touch your tongue. You will not say the right thing. You will not say the wrong things again. I say, God will touch your tongue. You will not speak the wrong things again. Did I hear you say a big amen?
Amen.
Listen to this. And this is not part of the outline. God just spoke this to me now. Don't be among those who others will win people to church, and you will now use your own mouth to drive them away. Don't be among them. There are some people, their words is what drive men. They've never brought one person to church, but they've driven away more than 21 people in church. Through words. What's she wearing? You know how they call it in vernacular. What's this? Eh? What's she wearing? Look at how you look. Or you did not even say anything. You just look at the person like this. You lifted the person up and you drew the person down. You asked my protocol. When immediately I came in this morning, I said, go and meet the ushers. Tell them to smile, especially today. And they normally smile. I said, tell them to smile. And I noticed them when they were up collecting offering. Your smile matters a lot. Because those that are always frowning, they are always drowning. Don't be among those who gossip about new converts. This is a clinic. Can you imagine? Beloved and wonderful doctors and medical doctors and other professionals are here, seated all over the place. So if somebody comes to your hospital and is doing like this, will you be surprised? Why? Because he has come for what? Treatment. If somebody comes to church for the first time and he doesn't wear a good clothes, by the time he comes first time, he doesn't wear good clothes. Second time, by the third time, the person will speak to him and say, that church, they don't dress anyhow. And I'm not born again. I can't be dressing like this. If somebody comes to church and is smelling of cigarettes, and immediately you see the person, you say, bros, I ain't by Jago. Your life is gone. You are smelling of cigarettes. Okay, what do you want him to be smelling of? He should be smelling of anointing oil. Has he ever used his money to buy anointing oil before? He has never used his money to buy anointing oil. That is what he knows how to use. He came for treatment. Somebody say treatment. He came for treatment. The word will treat him. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word. His word healed them. His word delivered them from all their destruction. Psalm 107 verse 20. Amen. So you don't live a life of condemnation. People don't come to you and just say, hey, no, this person is a bad person. You were bad before. In fact, you were not only bad, you were baddest. You are a bado. You know, that's why they call them bado. In school, say, this person is a bado, badoski. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Relax. Show them love. Show them love. Let them know the way. Then, before you know it, their life is changed. Their life is changed. Their life is transformed. They might be bad today, but tomorrow, they are good. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, God will give you that wisdom in the name of Jesus. I say, God will give you that wisdom in the name of Jesus. And lastly, on essentials for soul winning is you must do it willingly. A lot of times people do soul winning because pastor is going to be available at the evangelism. Or maybe they are going to ask me for my card, my soul winning card at the end of the operation. Don't do that. Let your soul winning be done willingly. You and your wife, you say, my dear, every Thursday at social time, we are going out for evangelism. Nobody forced you and nobody even knows. You must do it willingly. If you can do it willingly, God will bless you lavishly. If you can do it willingly, God will bless you lavishly. Don't allow anybody to force you. Hello. You're not going for evangelism? You're not going to speak? Who did you bring today? What do you mean? No need for that. You go out willingly. You speak to people. Okay, they say there's lockdown. Is there lockdown? Is there phone call lockdown? Is there text lockdown? Good morning. I appreciate you. Yeah, my name is so-so-so person. I was the person that met you yesterday. Please don't forget that there's church this morning. Yes, anointing service. Don't forget. God bless you as you come. I'll be waiting for you after the first service at the back stand where the right home cell. Please come and see me there. God bless you. You will not... Is that one on lockdown? Amen. Is there lockdown on email? Is there lockdown on WhatsApp? So it's just an issue of not really knowing what to do. But as from today, you are free. I say as from today, you are free. As from today, you are free. Not only free, you are totally free. Say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. In this service, also, is an anointing service. Anointing for elevation. To be elevated means to be promoted. To be elevated means to be lifted from a place of being on the floor or scratching the ground to a higher place. You can see me now where I am now. This is an elevated platform. You don't need to struggle to see me. Why? Because this platform is high and I'm standing on the platform. When you are elevated, you are recognized. When you are elevated, somehow blessings rush towards you. And the greatest elevation is the elevation of this Almighty God. And He uses different mediums to elevate people. There's elevation through the prophetic, where God can use people, the servant of God, to speak to you and you'll be lifted. There's the elevation through the anointing, which is what we are doing this morning. Because the work of the anointing, amongst other things, is to break yokes. That chain. Listen to me, friends. Most of the problems of individuals and believers are spiritual. 90-something% of problems are spiritual. When a problem comes to your life, it's not really that person. There is an attack against you. And the anointing oil, amongst other things, is a force for breaking of chains. Isaiah 10 verse 27. He breaks the chains. He breaks off the limitations. And if you look at your Bible very well in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, talking about David, 1 Samuel 16 verse 13, Samuel took the, after God rejected Saul in 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, God rejected Saul, 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, he said, how long will you continue to cry and weep over Saul? Seeing that I've rejected him, I've appointed for myself another king. He's one of the sons of Jesse. Oh yeah, go to their house now, sharp, sharp. I want to anoint somebody there. And the Bible says he went there and he called all the sons. But David was missing. Because at that time, they didn't see David as somebody that can qualify for elevation. Just like you and I, people never thought we can get to where we are today. And they've never seen anything before. In my place, they say, we are still bringing the bed from the pocket. You know what I'm talking about? We are still bringing the bed. We are still bringing what God wants to do for us. It has not even started at all. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has He come to the heart of man what God had in store for them that love Him. As long as I love God, what God will do for me, people cannot imagine it. And that was why they sent for David. They will send for you this time. I said they will send for you this time. They said, we will not sit down until you bring this guy. Because when they were pointing to them one by one, this one, God said no. This one, God said no. This one, God said no. And he said, is this all your sons? He said, there is yet one. He said, he's in the bush. It can't be that one. He said, we will not sit down until that one comes. And they sent for him. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16 verse 13, as he came, he poured the oil on him straight away. No question. This year, God will elevate you without questions. God will elevate you without questions. And the anointing service of this morning will finally take you to that height you desire. I know you have a dream. I know there's a dream in your heart. And I'm happy to tell you, the anointing of this morning, through God, the creator of you and I, will finally take you to that height that he has designed for you. Somebody say a big amen. Well, before we go into the anointing service,
wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.